The deadly attack in Ostrava's University Hospital, in which a gunman killed six people and injured three others on Tuesday, shocked the nation and opened up many questions regarding security around so-called soft targets. I spoke to former Czech military intelligence chief Andor Sandor about the present state of security in Czech hospitals, what more can be done to increase it, and the lessons to be learnt from Tuesday's attack.
An attack happened which we thought that would not happen in this country, that only in the United States could happen. The shooter started to shoot the people in the hospital, which is the soft target that can be hardly protected if it is supposed to serve the purpose for which it was constructed or for which it should serve. There are obviously problems in the protection of the hospitals. First of all, there are too many entrances to the hospitals which are not protected, which are not guarded, which are not observed. There are security agencies that are not fit to serve the purpose. They're not good enough to protect the hospital staff, patients, because employees of the security agencies are very often old people, not physically fit to work there, because the primary reason when these agencies are chosen is the lowest possible amount of money the subject is supposed to pay. So if you, for instance, if you pay 120 crowns for the agency and its employee gets 70 crowns per hour, what you can get? So this is a problem. Then the hospital staff should be appropriately trained how to react when something like that occurs, to have panic buttons and many other things. One or two hospitals in Prague, they have a rapid reaction small unit that it's out of the security agency that is that consists of the suitable man that can be easily and very quickly at the spot of the nasty situation when it happens in the hospital.
So are you saying that generally security in hospitals still needs to be increased around the country?
No doubt at all. I've seen many hospitals. I worked for some hospitals. Obviously, I cannot name them, but none of them is suitably and perfectly safe because we believe, as I said, it is a soft target that can hardly be protected. If it is to serve the purpose, it means to provide medical care. But I believe there are things that can be done. The staff should be trained appropriately, should be practiced in reaction for a situation like that.
The people there were shot from close range. The attacker aimed at their head, at their neck. Did they have a chance under the circumstances to disarm him, as we saw in London, although that was a case with a knife? Was there any possibility to fight back here?
I think it's a different case. Imagine you sit in the room waiting for the doctor to treat you. You are sick. You don't feel quite well. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, one of the people in the waiting room stood up and starts to shoot. So, and a shooting is so quick, so fast, that you can shoot 10 rounds in 10 seconds. So there's little you can do, even if you were prepared. But I believe the hospitals should be free of weapons anyway. So the idea is that we should arm every citizen in order, if something like that happens again, we have a better chance to survive, is a stupid idea. It won't work. I'm 100% sure it won't work. So the people, unfortunately, had little chance, if any, to survive that, because the attacker, the culprit, knows what he wants to do. He's the one who runs the situation. He knows when he starts, he knows when he finishes, he knows where to run, if he has the idea that he did what he wanted to do. So unfortunately, we're talking about a situation where the people were doomed to die, because what he did was kind of execution, frankly. He shot them to their heads or to the necks from the very close distance.
If this hospital had had a small rapid deployment unit, as you said, or two or three very well-trained security guards for this purpose, would it have helped then under the circumstances?
If they had it, it would help them to catch him within the hospital premises. The problem was that the culprit was able to run away. It's not a problem of the police, it's a problem of a security agency that was not able to surround the building and to prevent him from escaping, because he escaped so he could have shot other people on his runaway. And that's a problem. I don't believe that such a unit I talked about would be able to prevent him from shooting, would be able to prevent him from escaping the building and possibly shooting others on his runaway.
The police managed to identify him very quickly and capture him within hours due to the fact that there were security cameras in the building, obviously, and the man was captured on one of those security cameras. Is that protection adequate in hospitals? Are there enough security cameras around? Because sometimes people object to the fact that there are simply too many security cameras. In fact, we recently had this case of the police floating the idea of testing a facial recognition technology system in Prague. Prague City who rejected it on the grounds of that it was an invasion of privacy. Is this something we will have to come to accept in the end? And are there enough security cameras around, or would you like to see more?
I would say the CCTV systems are good to find the culprit. It depends how those who read these videos are trained to do that, how quickly they can do it, and it can help to trace the culprit. It has little prevention role. Even if you have a parking lot, they have a lot of cameras, so the burglars or thieves are warned that you have the camera, so they will not do that. But in a hospital, it has a little protection role. It has a role to find those who did it. But mind you, police, after some time, they published a photo of a possible murderer, and at the end of the day, we saw it was not him. So we have to be really careful when using these videos to identify the possible culprit. The police said that the public was very much helpful for the police to catch the perpetrator at the end of the day because of these photos. But the one who was wrongly shown on the internet as a possible culprit must have had a very difficult time, because imagine a man in a hospital seeing that man and having a gun. He could have shot him because police said it is a possible murderer. So we have to be careful. I personally do not believe that too many cameras will solve the problem of security. I believe that the organizational system, organization, and a training of people is the main answer to the security threats and problems we have in this country, but not only in this country.
We're in the run-up to Christmas now, obviously, and security is tighter, as it is every year. So what works best against such incidents? Would it be simply more people around a soft target?
We'll always have a shortage of manpower. There are so many soft targets, and there are just few policemen to guard it. Even if the military was deployed, and there's no reason for the military to be deployed to protect the soft target. It's the life we live in a free society, democratic society. Even in North Korea, you cannot protect all the citizens, and this is a different type of society. So people should be careful, should be vigilant, should be looking around themselves, looking for the abandoned luggages or whatever. Should be careful, but I have the only answer. Oh, you have two possibilities. Either you stay at home, you don't go out, but the life you will live is not worth living, or you go outside, you live normal life while being more careful, looking at the suspects, possible scenarios. And my role is, I don't go to the threat ahead. I try to avoid as much as I can any possible risky situation. And people should do that, should adopt that way of life. Nothing else can be done.
Finally, this kind of incidents always sparks a debate about gun license laws. In this case, the man did not have a gun license. How easy is it to get a gun illegally in this country?
I can't say exactly how easy it is. It is possible to gain it. I remember two gun amnesties done by police in recent 20 years, and during those gun amnesties, people returned thousands of weapons. So I'm 100% sure that some weapons, I don't know how many, left with them, and there's a black market. It's not easy to go. It's not like to go to Tesco and buy a gun illegally, but if you know the right people to ask, you can find the weapon.
Right. Mr. Shandor, are these incidents more frequent, or is it just that with the internet we get to hear more about them?
I would bet my life that some more may come, but on the other hand, I would wish that we wouldn't follow the American scenario where nearly every day somebody shoots innocent people. So we should do something about the security level at the hospitals and other places, schools, universities. But one of the things I believe which contributes to the hatred in the people or the behavior like that is the hatred between among the people, how we are impatient, not tolerant. And when you look at the social networks, you see many people portraying the hatred. And they see that on a political level, our politicians should think properly when they speak against each other, using vulgar words, using all these lies and blackmailing and things like that. They give the example to normal, ordinary people. So I would ask for the people to be more polite, to be more patient, not to be intolerant, not to spread hatred, which I think contributes to what we have seen last days.
Right. Mr. Shandor, thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much.